see, we got to make something fancier, though. We got to come up with a better little intro piece than that. There's Joe and Jet, Doug and Joe show. Joe and I sitting here. Hey, what the hell is going on with all these celebrities? We just spent all that time talking about Kylie Jenner. What about Stormy Daniels?
Jeez.
What the hell with her?
I have no idea. I didn't even know about any of this until you told me about it this morning.
This is fantastic. Two things. What do we call this thing? Is it like celeb baddies? We got to do a thing every day with like bad celebrities.
Yeah. It's so easy to find them.
Yeah. I mean, this is good. We're sitting here watching this on TV. Stormy Daniels, you know, she was going after Donald Trump. She was going to sue him and saying that he touched her. He was groping her. All this different stuff was going on. It blew up really big. Then it kind of went away. And Donald Trump has always maintained. None of this ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stormy Daniels, the adult film actress who has made headlines for an alleged affair with Donald Trump, got the jewelry last night. We're not talking about the good guy. She didn't get necklaces. She didn't get anklets. What she got was bracelets, sterling silver. The cop kind.
Uh-oh.
Arrested last night, Columbus, Ohio, according to her attorney, because what she did was dancing on stage at the strip club, naked, while other men were groping her, engaging in very, very lewd sexual acts.
Good Lord.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Yes, is the claim. Okay, that's what's being alleged, okay? She was dancing. She was doing all this stuff. She was getting sexy. She didn't have a lot of clothes on or none. And in the state of Ohio, that is frowned upon. And okay. A lot of people are like, what, really? In Ohio, I thought you could do that. Her attorney, he's come out. He's posted some of the photos. There's
photos of it.
Oh, yeah. They got her going in up the stairs. She's got cuffs on. They got mug shots. They got all this different stuff going on. And she got popped because she was dirty dancing, like literally. They arrested her.
So she would allow, with everything that's going on with her right now, yeah. She's going to allow dudes to get up there and do that? She doesn't think anything's going to come down on her?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know,
she sounds smart.
She's been doing this all this time. She goes out and does these book signings and does these appearances, and people pay her a lot of money, and the people hire her because they know they get a little bit more.
She's
with Stormy
Daniels. Crazy.
Yeah. And you look at this, and I'm like, this is no different. Is this better or worse than being a prostitute? And we talked a little bit about this off air, and we'll try to give you the cleaned up PG-13 version. At least a prostitute closes the door of the hotel room. And whatever the prostitute's doing, she shuts the door so others can't see. Stormy Daniels.
When they're in an area where a door can be shut.
Sure, sure, yes. I mean, if you're in a car, you close the car door.
That's exactly right. Fog the windows up.
Yeah, something. Stormy Daniels doing this, allegedly, on stage so other people can see it. And they said
out in the middle of everybody.
It got pretty risky, and they weren't having full-on...
Were they doing it?
No. But they were getting close, simulating lots of touching of the naked body in parts.
And she was fully naked.
I don't know if she was fully, but she was exposed.
What about them?
She could have had like a boa on or high heels and a little covering here, but there was exposure and lots of groping and touching.
And did the guys have clothes on? Were they getting naked?
It didn't say the guys were nude. No, okay. It just said they were getting handsy.
See, I think you have to know well in advance. I'm sure she does this all over town, like you said, because that's her gig.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, wouldn't you tone it down a bit, probably?
Yeah, if you're going after the President of the United States of America.
I mean, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so, too. So what the attorney says is that it was all a setup. Okay, her attorney says that she was set up so the Donald Trump camp could call her out and say, this is the kind of stuff she does. She's saying, no, it wasn't a setup. She did post the bail, $6,054. She was released this morning out of the Ohio clink, whatever little town it was, Columbus.
Oh, really? So now Trump's in there like what's-his-name was in striptease.
Yeah.
Yes, I want you to go there, and I want you to bring me her dryer lint.
Yes.
Out of the public laundry. Get up on stage and then accost her and touch her so that I can make her look bad.
See, and I'm going through the different accounts. CNN says this. She was arrested for allegedly allowing a customer to touch her while on stage in a non-sexual manner. Okay.
Oh, like shake her hand?
Well, no. She's up there non-sexually performing, but then the customer got out of hand.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's what they're alleging. What I believe happened is she knew damn well what she was doing. She was giving people their money's worth, and she got caught. Or someone there in this sting operation saw this because she was in town, and they knew what kind of show she did, so they pounced. This isn't a setup. She either does this night to night, or she doesn't. It wasn't a one-off time.
Why is this the only place that she gets in trouble for it? the other places are more allowing, more accepting. Was there a cop in town here that didn't like her?
Yeah. Well, they did have a task force. They did have a sting operation set up.
Was it for her or was it for the actual club she was at?
That it doesn't say.
Because there could have been some drug deal. Because you know, and I'm not saying with every strip club.
Sure.
But with any kind of business like that, you could have some drug dealing, some drug using. You could have maybe a little prostitution going on in the back room. You don't know. You know.
Sure. A decent strip club, too. You want all those things. And again, I don't frequent them far enough. But if you're going to go to a good one, yeah, you want all those things in place.
No, God. I mean, if you're not going to them twice a day, you clearly are not frequenting them enough.
I thought twice a week was a good cutback. According to my therapist, I thought I was okay. So I don't know what she was doing. Maybe she's been doing this for a long time, and they finally wanted to bust her on it, and they've been following her around on the tour, you know, because she's been doing book signings and showing up and signing.
She's been out and about all over the place.
She's been dancing. We got another one. Oh, yes. Papa John. Woo! Old John Schnatter.
What'd he do?
John Schnatter, he's done. What he's done is ruined his company. John Schnatter's been fired.
Papa John got fired?
Papa John, yes, resigned from his position as chairman of the pizza chain board of directors after hours after he apologized for using the racial slur during a company conference back
come on,
in May.
Papa.
Yes. No longer anybody's daddy. Papa John says here he resigned, but because the other board of directors said, hey, dude, you're bringing us down. Look at our stocks, man. You're killing this company. He was doing some call back in May, and they were discussing the NFL. Remember, he lost the NFL gig. He's not the official sponsor.
Papa John's lost that to my favorite pizza company, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Pizza Hut did pick it up because Papa John went on this rant and talked about how un-American the NFL was for not forcing the players to stand, blah, blah, blah.
Tickets weren't being sold. NFL was losing money and all the stuff he was saying.
No, not NFL. He said because of the NFL not forcing the players to stand.
Oh, correct.
He was losing money.
That's
it was affecting his pizza sales.
Yeah.
So the NFL said, you think we're affecting your pizza sales? Okay, well then let's prove it. They got rid of him. And they brought on Pizza Hut as the official. So he's doing this conference call back in May talking about this.
With pizza or with the NFL?
Just with people, different business people. And what he said was the N-word. And other people heard this. Lots of people heard this.
Did he really?
And then what he said at first was, no, I didn't just say the N-word. I'm not racist. What I was doing is giving a racial sensitivity seminar. I was discussing about how you shouldn't use the word. Well, then it came out as yesterday. Yeah, I did say it, but I was trying to do a sensitivity class, and I kind of maybe didn't do it right. So I guess what I'll do is I'll step down.
So what it really happened was he said it out of anger.
I think so, and I'm trying to find the actual audio, because all I have here is this. Colonel Sanders called blacks the N-word, Schnatter said, referring to KFC and the founder, Harlan Sanders. So that's what he said during this phone call, but I have not heard the audio. So if anyone has the audio, send it. I'd love to play it, because I can't find it.
Colonel Harlan Sanders probably lived back in the time when we were horrible to black people, though.
Sure.
Wouldn't he have lived probably in a slavery time period? Colonel Harlan, he's old, isn't he?
Colonel Sanders is dead.
Right, but I mean, he would have been alive, so if he would have used the N-word, that would have been like, I mean, people were riding horses back then, weren't they?
I don't know if he was that old, but yeah, he was about in his 90s when he passed away 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, he's a pretty old dude.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because regardless of the context, he said, I do apologize. Simply stated, racism has no place in our society, and then the door hit him in the ass.
Yeah.
And he has been dismissed from the company he started, and the company stocks are down. They say here the delivery chain has fallen about 5% in pre-market trading as early as today because of the resignation. So now they try to get rid of him. The stock's still dropping, but they think it'll hopefully come back, and maybe they'll make something of it.
I got to be honest with you. That guy has had a rough 2 years.
Has he?
Yeah.
Has he really?
He has gone from Papa John's in a commercial with a pretty sweet Camaro and Peyton Manning to nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but this was all
he's lost it all.
Yeah, but it was his doing. It was his stupid mouth that took him down in about 2 years.
They take his wife and kids, too? I mean, has he lost his house?
Does he have wife and kids?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he's been losing a lot for the last 5 years, or so he could have been on a downward trend.
I don't know where he lives, but wouldn't that be funny?
Well, you know where he lives, that Camaro.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to see it on the side of the road. You're going to see it. It's going to be parked there, one tire flat. It's going to be John Schnatter. John Schnatter.
He's not even going to have a Papa John's pizza box in there. It's going to be Pizza Hut.
No, you know what he's going to do? You're going to go into a damn Domino's. You know on TV how they're doing all the potholes?
Yeah.
You're going to see him out there fixing potholes for Domino's. That's what he's going to be doing.
Dresses the Noid.
Well, no, pizza, pizza. They're going to put him in a Caesar costume. Pizza, pizza. He doesn't even get to become annoyed until he goes out of the street corner as the Caesar dude.
As the little Caesar.
Oh, my God, that's awful.